process that operate with Six Sigma quality are assumed to produce long-term defect level below 3.4 defects per opportunity. 3.4 DPMO is based on a shift of plus minus 1.5 sigma, because we know, we have worked in our industry for a very long time. We know it is very difficult to bring the average value of the process exactly in the middle of the tolerance. There will be shift. As we go on producing the thousands and millions of parts, there will be shift. So, okay, they have allowed us that the shift can be plus 1.5 sigma or minus 1.5 sigma. If your tolerance is double than the spread of the process, still you will get 3.4 defects per million opportunities. So, we keep on producing the thousands of parts, we can have the mid of our process or average of the process 1.5 sigma away from the center of the tolerance. Features that set Six Sigma apart from previous quality improvement initiatives. We are having many initiatives, like quality circles were there, ISO was there, total quality management was there. But Six Sigma is something much, much above that. A clear focus on achieving measurable and quantifiable financial returns. Okay, earlier we were doing some projects to improve the quality on a part, to improve the quality of a process. Something we were doing, improvement projects were there, quality circles were there. But no time we are measuring the financial returns or gain, financial gain of our company. In Six Sigma project, we definitely monitor what is the financial gain to the company. For example, is it $17 billion or is it not there at all? We will see whether there is any financial return to the company, financial advantage to the company or not. And we will have the projects, we will definitely have the projects which will give the financial benefit to the company. And our viewpoint or our focus is on that, getting the financial returns. As in the balanced scorecard we discuss, that at the top of the balanced scorecard is the financial performance of the company. So, our Six Sigma project, we will select the Six Sigma project if and only if it gives the financial benefit to the company. So, that is the first thing we will be discussing. Clear focus on achieving measurable and quantifiable financial return to the company. Not that just, okay, we improve the quality of a product, we improve the quality of a process, we improve something, we improve the purchasing process. No. After doing all that, am I getting some financial benefit for the complete organization or not? And that is the focus. Next, an increased emphasis on strong and passionate management leadership. Okay, we have been working in quality for a very long time. But was our managing director, was our CEO, was our president involved in the quality projects? No. In Six Sigma, right from the top leaders, everyone is totally involved in this project. And that is the difference. Top management is totally committed to these projects. And that's why the results are coming, financial returns are coming. In balanced scorecard, we discuss four things. One is financial benefit, financial performance of the company, then customers, then employees, and then the processes. Here we work on all these four things. We work on financial returns. We work on customer benefit, customer satisfaction. We improve our employees and we improve our processes. Total improvement we do. And in this, top management is strong and passionate about that. They just don't say, oh, you do your job, don't involve us. we are not having any time. Like that, they don't say. They say that the main focus of their work will be there in the Six Sigma projects. That is the difference. A clear commitment to making decisions on the basis of verifiable data. Up till now, we were taking decisions on our whims and fancies. We were having certain, you know, all our versions, our own personal versions, you know, biases. We were liking some people, so we were promoting them. We were not liking some people, so we were not giving them any importance or terminating them. No. Six Sigma says, you take decision on verifiable data. If we don't have proper data, create proper data. Measure it and create data, and we will take decision on the verifiable data only and not on our whims and fancies. Statistical methods rather than assumptions. We assume, okay, there will be recession now, or there will be improvements in the coming future. We feel and we take decisions on our own personal vision. No. Six Sigma, our decisions will be only on the basis of data. Or in recent year, some practitioners have combined Six Sigma ideas with lean manufacturing. What is lean manufacturing? Lean manufacturing is a vision where we will have simple methods, but they will add value to the customer. I will read out what is lean. Approach to operations that leads to creation of value for the customer. What is value? Value for the customer is something for which customer is going to pay. For example, we give him something and he is ready to pay for that, and that is the value. So, we create value to the customer by keeping value adding steps, removing non-value adding steps. Unnecessary steps we will be removing, and then we minimize waste. We minimize waste of money, we minimize waste of material, we minimize waste of time, we minimize waste of people, we minimize waste. Then we do everything just in time. We get materials in just in time, we deliver the materials in just in time, so customer is more happy. Then continuous improvement, Kaizen. We do continuous improvement in our processes, and that is the third thing. And then we have cell production. What is cell production? We do one component in one different department, another component in another department, and then assemble these two components. So cell production, and that is what you must have heard a word called as Timwood, T-I-M-W-O-O-D. What is T-I-M-W-O-O-D? These are the things in which we will have a stage. T is transportation. I is inventory. Lot of inventory will be there. We have to reduce the inventory. We have to reduce the transportation time. T, I. Then M is motion. We are having lot of unnecessary motions. We have to reduce those motions. Then W is waiting. We are having too much waiting time, idle time. We have to reduce that idle time. Then overprocessing. We create and create parts and they keep it in between the operations, and we waste a lot of material, we waste a lot of time, and then ultimately customer doesn't get what he wants in time. And then overproduction. We do too much production and keep it in our stores. We have to reduce all that. And finally, the defects. Timwood is T-I-M-W-O-O-D. We have to reduce the waste in all this Timwood, and that is what we are having Lean Six Sigma. The Lean Six Sigma methodology views lean manufacturing, which addresses process flow. In the process flow, parts must move from one machine to another continuously without any waiting time, without any in-between inventory. It should be a pull process, not push process. It should be pull continuously. It must flow. And then waste. What is waste? Waste of money, waste of material, waste of people, waste of time. We have to reduce all this. And that is what So some people have introduced Six Sigma in lean manufacturing also. The International Organization for Standardization, ISO. You know all this. ISO 9001 was our quality standard. This International Standardization Organization has published in 2011 the first standard, ISO 13053-2011 for Six Sigma, defining a Six Sigma process. What all I have told you just now is defined in that standard, and that is what I have told you. What is a Six Sigma process? Six Sigma process is where the tolerance is double than the spread of the process. What is spread? Plus minus 3 sigma. And the tolerance is plus minus 6 sigma. We should create a process. We should control the process. We should improve the process in such a way that we are able to control the spread of the process within half of the tolerance. That means if tolerance is 6 sigma, we are able to control our process in 3 plus minus 3 sigma, that is 6 sigma, and that is the 6 sigma process. 6 sigma is a methodology for minimizing mistakes. Too many mistakes we do, and customer goes away from us. He was loyal to us, but now he has left us. Why this happens? We make too many mistakes. For example, if he gives a telephone call, we don't attend. That is a mistake. We do too many mistakes. He wants the material on, let us say, one date called 15th October, let us say, and we never bother about that 15th October. We give as and when what we want. Customer gets frustrated because of that. We make too many mistakes. So we have to reduce minimizing mistakes and maximizing value to the customer. What is value to the customer? That we have to understand. We will be discussing this value subject. But in one sentence I can say, value is something for which customer is ready to pay. If he gets value, then he will pay. Otherwise, he doesn't want to pay. He doesn't have money for paying for your non-value activities. Every mistake an organization and person makes ultimately has so many costs. A lost customer. I had a customer loyal to my organization for last 5 years, and today he has gone away from me. I tell you, lost customer is something which is the worst thing which can happen to the organization. You are losing a loyal customer, and that is the worst thing which we must avoid in our organization. We must retain our customers for a long time. A lost customer is really a big loss to the company. Then the need to do a certain task over again. We have given a service, customer is not happy, so we have to do it again and again and again. That is a loss to the company. We can't do the same thing again and again. We don't have so much resources. Then a part that has to be replaced. For example, you know, in one car, the steering was defective. So they had to call back so many cars to replace the steering. Okay, they have replaced the steering. But in the result, what has happened? They have lost their reputation. They have lost their quality reputation. Customer is very angry. Okay, no doubt, you have replaced the part. But heart in heart, customer feels that these people are not to be believed. And then ultimately the result is lost customer. Then time or material wasted. Waste of time. Waste of material. Material is very costly. We can't have wastage of material. We can't have wastage of time. And efficiency lost. Productivity squandered. That means whatever I am supposed to produce in that 8 hours time, let us say, I am producing 1250 parts. And today, after working for 8 hours, what I have produced? Only 100 parts. Why? Because of so many problems. Machine breakdown, or operator is having accident, or operator goes home because some problem or some quarrel happens. In fact, waste and mistakes cost many organizations as much as 20 to 30% of their revenue. Whatever revenue they were supposed to get, let us say 100 rupees, they get only 80 or 70 rupees. 30% lost. This is what? Because of the mistakes and waste. What revenue they were supposed to get, they get 20 to 30% of their revenue, which is much less than what they were supposed to get. It costs them 20 to 30% of the revenue. The Six Sigma approach is not for an unprepared organization. So, I will be preparing the organization. I will be preparing the minds of the people in the organization. I will be creating that Six Sigma culture in the organization. I will be giving them such a training that they will be totally changing in their approach. They will be totally positive attitude in them. I will be working on their mind. I will be working on their attitude. I will be doing change management. I will cover this subject in the later chapters, change management. I will change the minds of the people so that they are in my Six Sigma culture. The Six Sigma approach is not for an unprepared organization. It is intense and rigorous. It entails a thorough inspection of the way everything is done. It is not a voluntary activity. It is part of my job. It is part of my salary. It is compulsory. It is mandatory. This Six Sigma is not a voluntary activity that if I get time, I will do it. If I have a mood, I will do it. Otherwise, I will not do it. It is not left to your whims and fancy. Six Sigma, once introduced, will be an integral part of your company culture. That is what is the thing. Six Sigma sets an ambitious business objective. It is not a small achievement. It is the quantum achievement. Big achievement. This objectives and measures performance in a way that forces accountability. That means if I have taken a project, I can't just leave it like that. I am accountable for that. If I have committed that I will give a benefit of, let us say, $1 million to the company, I am accountable for that. I am responsible for achieving that particular achievement, a particular benefit to the company. A Six Sigma sets ambitious business objectives and measures performance in a way that forces accountability. It does not allow a management team to become complacent. In my career, many times I have become complacent. Complacent means, oh, I have achieved everything. Now nothing remains to be achieved. Everything is okay. Now I don't have to do anything. So normally I become this little bit achievement I do in my life. I am becoming very much satisfied. I become very much complacent. Six Sigma doesn't allow you to be complacent. Six Sigma, we have to stand on our toes every minute. Even if we achieve something, we have to achieve more. We can't remain and we can't become complacent about it. That is what Six Sigma has taught us, but rather is exposed as waste that otherwise would remain largely invisible. In the organization, so much waste is there, which is invisible. We are not able to see that. Continuously, we are wasting our materials, wasting our time, wasting our people, and waste is invisible. One scientist has said that we are having a factory in which we produce waste only, and it is invisible. Many times we don't know that waste is there. In this Six Sigma, we force the people to look for wastages and we should not be complacent. What I have learned from Six Sigma, that I will never be complacent. I will never be satisfied. I will never stop. I will keep on working till end of my life. That is what Six Sigma has taught me. I cannot be complacent. Critical elements of Six Sigma. A genuine focus on the customer. The first and foremost thing. Okay. Definitely I have to achieve profits. I have to reduce my losses. Everything is correct. But my first and foremost focus is on customer. What customer wants? What are his changing needs? Day after day, his needs are changing. I must understand what is happening at customer's place. I should be in continuous connection with the customer. What he wants, I must give that to him. And that is the genuine focus on the customer. There is very close correlation between customer loyalty and profitability. Customer must be loyal. For example, I have an organization in Nasik where there is a small chemical organization, but even the overseas customers are loyal to them. Even if a small quantity of chemical they want, company produces and quickly gives them. Even if they want a large quantity, they give it, but they never say no to the customer. And that's why customer is always loyal to them. So, there is a very close correlation between customer loyalty and profitability. Your company will be profitable if and only if you have loyal customers. If customers come and go, every day there is a different customer. There are no repeat orders. Well, customer once comes, then he doesn't come again. There you will not get your profitability. You will get profitability only if customer is loyal to you. He gives you repeat orders. He doesn't want to go away from you. And your organization should serve him so well that he doesn't want to leave your organization. A 5% reduction in customer defection, suppose customers are going away. If you can reduce that defection by 5%, your profit is increased by 30 to 85%. So much relationship profitability has with the customer retention. It is also seen that if customer increase their customer retention by 2%, it is equivalent to cutting operating costs by 10%. Just 2%, you improve the customer retention. Your costs will reduce by 10%. So, genuine focus on the customer. Loyal customers provide higher profits. In Six Sigma, customer focus becomes the top priority. Who is my boss? If somebody asks me, I will say, managing director is not my boss. CEO is not my boss. My boss is customer. Because he pays me money. My salary comes from the customer. And so he is my boss. In fact, the measurements of Six Sigma performance begin with the customer. Six Sigma improvements in defined by their impact on customer satisfaction. If customer satisfaction doesn't improve, then all other static six are no value to me. I will first ask, is your customer happy? Is your customer satisfied? Is your customer loyal to you so that he doesn't want to leave you? Yes, then we move ahead. That means first and foremost thing and only thing I would say, and I will ask whether your customer is happy and you have genuine focus on the customer or not. So, Six Sigma begins with that. First, ask the customer what he wants. Second, data and fact-driven management. That means, whatever my biases are there, my preconceived notions are there, I should forget about those preconceived notions. I should forget about my biases. I should forget about my personal liking. I must go by facts and figures. Data and fact-driven management. Six Sigma takes the concept of management by fact, which we have learnt in ISO also. Management of fact. Okay. Six Sigma discipline begins by clarifying what measures and key to gauging business performance. Then it applies data and analysis to build an understanding of key variables, that means key performance indicators. Then process focus. It is not focus on the functions. It is the focus on the process. Every organization has so many processes. Some are macro processes, that means big processes. Some are micro processes, that is small processes. But everything what we do, for example, I am giving a lecture here, it is a process. My voice is a process. This camera is a process. Better I do in every aspect of this lecture, you people will enjoy this lecture because this is a process. Everything is a process. That is what Six Sigma has taught me. Look at everything as a process. For example, I have come from my house to here. It is by a process. Some people will follow a process of walking. Some people will come by bicycle. Some people will come by motorbike. Some people will come by car and so on. It's a process. I have learned in by Six Sigma is everything what I do is a process. I must improve that process such that the defects in that process are brought to zero. That is what I have learned from Six Sigma. One of the most remarkable breakthroughs in Sigma efforts to date has been convincing leaders and managers. Up till now, leaders and managers were not involved in my quality efforts. But now I have convinced them that mastering processes is actually a way to build competitive advantage. Because I am in the world where so many competitors are there. So many people are doing the business, not that I am the monopoly. But then, how can I improve my competitive advantage that customers come to me? What I have one plus in my product, what one plus I have in my service, that customers come to me, that competitive advantage if I have to improve, if customers have to forget about all competitors and they are coming to me, I must have a competitive advantage, and that competitive advantage comes from mastering of the processes, mastering of the customer satisfaction process. It comes from that. Then proactive management. Generally, we see people are reactive. They say, okay, let the accident happen, then I will take action. Let the defect happen, then I will take the action. Let the problem come, then I will take the action. Let the bridge come, then I will walk. Then I will think how to walk on the bridge. No. We can't have reactive management. We must have proactive. We must have our actions before the defect happens. Proactive management. Defining ambitious goals and reviewing them frequently. My goal that in this year, I will have 3.4 defects per million opportunities. Setting clear priorities. That means I must achieve some of my goals by December of this year, by March of next year, by October of next year. Clear priorities. Then focusing on problem prevention. Prevention is better than cure. That is what we have learned. We must prevent the defects. We must prevent the accidents. We must prevent the customer dissatisfaction. We must prevent everything which will dissatisfy the customer. Questioning why we do things instead of how do we think. Why we are doing certain things which are not adding any value. Why we are doing certain things which are adding to customer dissatisfaction. That question we should ask. Six Sigma encompasses tools and practices that replace reactive habits with a dynamic, responsive, proactive style of management. Consider today's slim margin for error. Today we can't have errors. When managing director of Bosch went to Japan, telling him that we have brought the defects down from 5% to 0.5%, very, very proudly he wanted to tell them, they say, your PPM level is very high. You are having five defective parts in our 10 million supplies. We can't have so many defects. People have already started discussing in PPM and we are still discussing in percentages. We can't have. We must think how defects per million opportunities will come down. That is what our thinking pattern must get developed. Being proactive is the only way to fly. Then boundaryless cooperation, boundaryless collaboration. Boundaryless means what? Earlier, I was in planning, so I was thinking only about my department. I was also in production, so I was thinking only about production, how much production I can make, how I will improve the quality of my parts. But one thing, Six Sigma has taught me to think about total organization. What I do today, will it affect the sales department? For example, if I do overproduction, my target is let us say 5,000 per day, and if I produce 6,000, I am very happy because I get more incentive, but I must think what sales department will think about it. They will have too much inventory. They will have lot of stock in the finished goods stores. They will be losing there. I must think not only about production, I must think also about marketing. My total thinking must be looking at a big picture, what they say, big picture. That is what Six Sigma has told. People learn how their roles fit into big picture and can recognize and measure the interdependence of activities in all parts of the process, all parts, right from supplier to the complete supply chain up to customer. What all is happening, that big picture I always see. That is what Six Sigma tells us. Boundaryless collaboration is demands an attitude that is committed to using customer and process knowledge to benefit all parties. I must think how everything will get benefited to the customer. Then drive for perfection, tolerance for failure. Any company that makes Six Sigma its goal will have to constantly push to the more perfection. What is perfection? Zero defects. Perfection is zero customer dissatisfaction. I do everything which doesn't have any defects, and that is what, and in this process, there will be some setbacks, there will be some hurdles, but I must know how to overcome these hurdles. I should not go back in my old way of thinking that, oh, that is not possible. I must always think positively how to overcome these hurdles, how to overcome the setbacks, and I should drive for perfection, and I should have some tolerance for failure also. So this is what all, but most important thing what I consider is boundaryless collaboration. That means I will be always thinking about the total organization. I am a team member. I am not CEO of the organization, but still I think about the total organization. That is what Six Sigma has taught us. And so, drive for perfection, tolerance for failure. Thank you.